人们啊，他看见、听见也知道。
Jesus heard and saw and knew the needs of the people.
今天耶稣是不是对我们也一样的看见、听见、知道呢
？And does he also hear and see and know today?
耶稣基督他不再带着血肉之体在这个世界上，他复活了，他升天了。
He is already raised to life and is in heaven and isn't with us today physically.
他也知道我们人们总是对神存着怀疑不信。
And he knows that we have doubts about him and God and about God.
他爱我们实在非常的恳切。
But he loves us so much.
他不但愿意为我们在十字架上来牺牲。
Not only was he willing to give his life on the cross.
他实在是愿意把他自己来赐给我们。
He is also willing to give himself to us.
所以他将他自己，就是宝贵的圣灵，来赐给我们。
And that's why he gave us his precious Holy Spirit.
让我们知道，是的，今天他也看见、听见、知道。
So that we will know for ourselves that today he also sees and hears your needs.
请看约翰福音十四章。
Please read John chapter 14.
第一节第一句话说，在新约一百四十九页。
John chapter 14, verse 1.
第一句话说，你们心里不要忧愁。
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
因为耶稣已经告诉门徒说，他要被抓，他要被钉十字架。
Jesus already told his disciples that he would be arrested and crucified.
但是他对门徒说，你们不要忧愁。
But yeah, he says, do not let your hearts be troubled.
看十六节。
It's also read verse 16.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。十七节。
17.
就是真理的圣灵，乃是世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在。也要在你们里面。耶稣应许要将这个保惠师，就是真理的圣灵，来赐给门徒。
Jesus promised the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, to his disciples.
他说这个圣灵呢，就是常常与你们同在的。
He said he will dwell with you.
那这个常常与门徒同在的，就是耶稣基督。
And in fact, it's Jesus himself who dwells with them.
所以这个圣灵就是耶稣基督本身。
The Holy Spirit is Jesus Himself.
他要让我们得着他。
And Jesus promised Himself to us.
请再看十八节。
It's also read verse 18.
我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。十九节。
19.
还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。二十节。
20.
到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。耶稣说他不撇下门徒为孤儿。
He said, I will not leave you as orphans.
耶稣也应许说，我要到你们这里来，而且要永远的跟你们同在。
He also promised that he will come to them and live with them forever.
耶稣说，在不多的时候。
He said, before long.
耶稣受死、复活、升天了，在五旬节那一天就将圣灵赐下来。
Before long, he would die and be resurrected, and the Holy Spirit will come to the believers on the day of Pentecost.
所以在《使徒行传》第二章就描述着，在五旬节那一天，圣灵大大的充满浇灌在这个门徒们的祷告的当中。
And Acts chapter 2 tells us how the disciples received the Holy Spirit when they prayed together.
他们很清楚、很明白的知道圣灵降临。
They knew clearly.
我们得着了主耶稣。
That they had received Jesus, the Holy Spirit.
我们不是孤儿，主耶稣永远跟我们同在的。
That they were not orphans because Jesus is with them forever.
因为非常实在而具体的让他们体验到。
Jesus gave them a clear and undeniable experience.
他们身体震动，他们讲出灵言来。
And the Holy Spirit moved their body during prayer and moved their tongues to speak in a spiritual tongue.
门徒就知道耶稣现在也是一样看见、听见、知道。
And then, so the disciples knew that Jesus still heard and saw their needs.
同样的，今天圣灵要浇灌在我们当中。
Today, Jesus also pours out His Holy Spirit to us.
让我们不但相信他，而且得着他。
So that not only can we believe in him, we will also receive him fully.
所以也让我们知道，他看见，他知道， 他听见。
And he also lets us know that he hears and he sees today.
啊，现在我们要每一个人自己来向主耶稣祷告。
And we shall offer a prayer to God.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray the name of Jesus Christ.
我们念哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。
In a prayer, you can say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
啊，他知道你，他看见你，他听见你。
He already sees and hears and knows you.
他要将他自己来赐给你。
And he wants to give himself to you.
啊，当我们领受圣灵的时候，啊，我们会被感动，身体震动，啊，讲出灵言来。
And when you receive the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will move your body in prayer and move your tongue to speak in tongues.
这是一个非常非常啊宝贵美好的一个体验。
And this is a very a precious experience.
那圣灵要永远跟我们同在。
And the Holy Spirit will dwell with you forever.
啊，所以每当我们跪下来，我们就能够用灵言祷告。
And when you receive the Holy Spirit, you can pray in tongues every time you kneel down in prayer.
现在我们一